Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kyle O'Reilly's WWE contract is expiring next month. Plus, a released SmackDown star has made their AEW debut, and we have an injury on the NXT 2.0 side. For Thursday, November the 4th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I just don't care. Now that I don't give a damn, I'm the most dangerous man you've ever stepped foot in a ring with.
Kyle O'Reilly's WWE contract is up next month. This comes from PW Insider. They say there's been a lot of talk internally about the future of NXT star Kyle O'Reilly, as his current WWE contract is slated to expire next month. O'Reilly is currently listed as the number two babyface for the NXT brand, behind Tommaso Ciampa. Now, obviously, O'Reilly could easily sign a new deal with WWE before his contract is up, but if not, he'll be a free agent and able to command quite a lot of attention for himself among AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and other promotions. Currently, Kyle O'Reilly's role within NXT is different to the one that we thought he'd have by this point, because Kyle O'Reilly was very much set to be the number one guy for NXT before the 2.0 change came through. I can't help but feel there was a push to make him NXT champion at some point. And now, as kind of the mate of Von Wagner, I see a feud with those two, and I see Kyle giving the rub to Von Wagner. And from there, I don't know. Is that the right thing to do? Well, Kyle O'Reilly is a star, and it doesn't feel right for that to happen that way, but I know how WWE are thinking, and they have said, the sources in WWE have said, that they see Von Wagner as a future WrestleMania main eventer, and fair play to Von Wagner, and I genuinely think he might be. But it's in terms of what are the options are for Kyle O'Reilly in NXT, I don't see him blending with this new look NXT. In terms of the main roster, I think he faces a similar problem to that of Adam Cole, in that there is nowhere he really would comfortably fit on Raw or SmackDown. So we could be looking at Kyle O'Reilly hitting the free agent market in December. And obviously conversations will begin about a move maybe to AEW. We already have Adam Cole. We already have Bobby Fish over there. What's to stop them getting Kyle O'Reilly and doing something rather undisputed? There were cuts from WWE offices yesterday ahead of the earnings report that comes out today. Several office staff members within WWE have been let go, but one in particular stood out. That was longtime Senior Vice President of Creative Services, Stan Stansky. Now, Stansky has been with WWE since 2006, close to 15 years. And he was the Vice President of Creative Sources. Basically, their services, they're responsible for defining and managing the overall look of WWE across all platforms. This includes graphics and imagery, presentation, all of that stuff. Stansky's departure came as a real shock backstage, we understand, to WWE, especially mainly in the office areas, which has been described by one person as the ultimate proof that no one is safe. And another quote, yet another reminder, this isn't the same company it was a year ago. Now, this has happened a lot. So Stan Stansky's release, along with several others, happened ahead of the earnings report, which is later today. And obviously, we'll keep you informed of that later today at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Come. The company is very different to what it was even just a year ago. Another indicator of that is an interview with Speedball Mike Bailey from Sports Illustrated. We talked about Mike Bailey earlier in the week. He signed a deal with Impact Wrestling, his first major wrestling deal. And it's such a long time coming because Mike Bailey is an absolute star. He spoke to Sports Illustrated and revealed he was very close to signing with WWE. He said, "We went through a process and we had some pretty in-depth discussions. I didn't sign a contract. It pretty much went up to that point of me accepting an offer and going through the proceedings that would lead to me signing for several months. And then them deciding they were going in a different direction." So it came very close to seeing Mike Bailey as part of NXT, and we now know what that new direction is. On signing with Impact in the same interview, Speedball Mike Bailey said, "I look forward to starting with Impact. The response from people has been overwhelming. Not that I didn't expect the response from the crowd and the internet to be positive, but it was so positive. Some of the comments I've read have been so positive, they've almost brought me to tears. We send nothing but love to Mike Bailey, well deserved to get signed by Impact Wrestling."
This contest set for one fall with a 30-minute time limit is a Luchador Open Challenge for the Triple A Tag Team Championship. Introducing the challengers, Aerostar and Samurai.
Aerostar on your right, Samurai Del Sol on your left. These two men to challenge FTR for the AAA Tag Team Championship here tonight.
A former WWE star making their debut for Impact there. Samurai Del Sol is the artist formerly known as Kalisto in WWE, former Cruiserweight champion, former United States champion. He teamed with Astro Star to challenge FTR for the AAA Tag Team titles. A heck of a match between those four. After the match, Samurai Del Sol tweeted out that he talked and prayed to John, brackets Brody Lee, before the match and thanked him for showing him his home. In a weird turn of events, Chris Jericho, quote, retweeted Samurai Del Sol, pulling him up on the fact that he'd spelt John's name wrong. He'd put John with a H rather than J-O-N for John Huber. Okay, I don't know whether there's any more heat between those two, whether it's just Chris Jericho playing silly buggers. We don't quite know. But that was the thing that happened. Also last night on AEW Dynamite, we found out how we were going to move forward from Jon Moxley. Obviously, as we talked yesterday, Jon Moxley is entering an inpatient alcohol rehabilitation program. So he won't be seen on AEW for some time. So a substitute was needed in the Eliminator tournament, and that substitute was Miro, who defeated Orange Cassidy by submission to advance to the tournament finals, meeting Bryan Danielson at Full Gear to determine the number one contender for the AEW title. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful said it was really touch and go for Miro. He wasn't booked for the show. It was very last minute to get him into the building, but they did, and now he has a date with Bryan Danielson a week on Sunday. Now, we had quite a few people reach out following the Jon Moxley announcement that Jon Moxley is taking time away to enter alcohol rehabilitation. And I wanted to do a little something extra because what Jon Moxley's done is incredibly brave to step forward and seek help. And you may have been encouraged, inspired to do the same. In the comments section, in the description section of this podcast, you'll find a series of numbers, useful internet links and such. If you feel that the words of Jon Moxley have affected you in such a way that you'd like to seek similar help, you'll find some places to start that journey in the description of this podcast. We send our best to Zoe Stark, who is out of action following an injury. Post Wrestling's John Pollock reported that Zoe Stark legitimately suffered an injury. No idea on the severity of said injury or how long she's going to be out, but there was an angle on NXT this past Tuesday that saw her getting beaten up backstage, which kind of writes her off for an indefinite amount of time. We send our best wishes and hope for a speedy recovery for Zoe Stark. And Heels is coming back. Exciting news if you loved the Stars series Heels. It's coming back for a second season. It's been renewed by Stars and production is getting underway in 2022. A start date not announced, but we're getting back out there. Stephen Amell, who starred as Jack Spade, the main heel slash the main face for that show, tweeted out, "I want my belt back," along with a GIF of the season 2 announcement. I'm very excited to hear this. You can, if you missed them, check back on the podcast feed, because just the other week, I got to have a conversation with a few of the stars of Heels. That included Chris Bauer, who plays Wild Bill Hancock. We talked all about his love of professional wrestling, and we chatted to Luke Hawks, aka The Hole, who was the professional wrestling coordinator and one of the extras on Heels. We had a great chat with him as well. Also, Jay Spade, no relation to Jack Spade, who was the stunt double for Rooster on the show. Some really fun conversations with different people who were involved in the TV show Heels. They're on the podcast feed for you right now. And also on the podcast feed, you can check out the Cultaholic.com Wrestling Top 10. Every month, Mitch Wadden, Cultaholic's tribal editor-in-chief, and myself discuss the big stories of the month just gone. It was a very eventful month for stuff. Was October, and we break down the 10 biggest stories of last month. You can listen to that on the podcast feed right now. twitch.tv/cultaholic. Sam Driver is back from 6 Greenwich Mean Time for some Twitch-based shenanigans. Always nice to spend a Thursday night with Sam Driver. And check out youtube.com/cultaholic as Ross and I play Squid Games. No one was harmed in the making of that video. Check it out, youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.